sorry. Where did we get cut off?
Just by the beginning of the motion.
Okay. So let's go. So let's say a person's a doctor. He sees 100 patients. If he sees 10 patients a day normally, and then he sees 100 patients, each one is getting a tenth of the time of the original. So Lemaisa, he's dividing what he can give. Even if Lemaisa, let's take an example with a person in the face is playing music, he's a big musician. So 100 people listening doesn't take, each one doesn't get less music than the other person, but mitzad his maimet, mitzad his, it's before there was, somebody who listened to music was 1 out of 10, now he's 1 out of 100. In other words, the chshivas of it is nismayet with the harchava. Just like when you have gems, a gem, if you have only one gem, it's worth a lot. If you have 100 gems, the same type, it's worth less. So in the hashpah in this world, every hashpah, the reboot of hashpah is a hismatus. The Moslem Chazal, the example for that is Eliezer was doilo mashke mitayrosev rabbi. An eved is always an enough. He's a branch, in a sense, from the master. And b'meila, whatever he does, there is a miut, or is matus, from the sheirish. At best, it could be everything. It can never be more. And b'derech kol, it's mitayrosev shel rabbi. Whatever you take is less, because by definition, almost, the taking from means that you're a part of and not the whole thing. That is the normal mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a mahalach in the Bria where it's possible to create someone who increases what you're doing. Lamashal, let's take the example of the doctor. Let's say the doctor, instead of, he treats 10 patients and now he treats 100 patients. Let's say he teaches 10 doctors how to be doctors. So now, be'etzem, these doctors are being machpil his medicine, and there are many more people that will get that medicine, that medical treatment. The person also can, even in Eichus, if I teach whatever I know to somebody, they can now go ahead and improve on it. He starts, like the famous Moshon in the Katmoinim of Ananas Oymed al Gabe Anokim, he can go from there and go weiter than that. So there's two bechinas of Hemshech in the Bria. There's a bechina of, we'll call it an Eved, who takes May Rabbi, and he whatever he does, he's doing a mashke mitay rasa shel Rabbi. So it's always he's lower. What he's doing is dividing, like Lamash. Let's say it's as if it comes in on a big pipe, and the Eved puts it into small pipes to go into different houses or whatever it is. The zechetimtza of like bonim, like talmidim, or talmidim abonim, the abonim talmidim. There's a mahalach in the Bria where a person can increase by creating atzmius. Again, the person be'etzem is marbe. Let's take a mashal, even a mashal gufni. If I leave a child, a Yerusha of X, Darkei Shalolim is that he's marbeit. He develops the business or the farm or whatever it is. So in the hemsheichius of bonim, a person it's shayach a mahalach have a ribui as opposed to a hashpah that goes into finite different sections, like by an eved. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that bechina would be as follows. Obviously, we're not shayach to. The word bonim would be as follows. There's Lashonis in the Gemara. It says Koladon Din Lamitoi. He's the Nase Shutif in Brias Oilam, in Brias Shmaim Varetz. A person who does din helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu carry out din in the world, helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize his ratzon, and in that way he's a shutif. That's a very good thing. A person is an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the avdus works in that he helps HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize the tachleisim that he wants in the Bria. Those are all very fine bechinas, avdei Hashem, avdei Hashem, but they are really limited. So the best I can do is fulfill my tachos, and that's that. The bechina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa, there's two ways that there are two mahalchim in Tosefes Hashpa. There's one mahalach of where we help HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mashpia on more places. That's one. There's a b'china of ato yigdal na koyach Hashem. There's a b'china tnu oiz alakim where it's possible for us to be marbe the hashba kaviyachu available to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give out. In other words, one job is the Marshal Kirchhoiz Kahanim. The Beres Kahanim helps the Hashpah come down. The Hashpah is a fixed Hashpah, and you need somebody to be merited, and a Tzaddik is the one who knows who has the Malach being merited. And then you have a second Hashpah, a second Mahalach, by far infinitely greater, where a Moisif to what it is that is available to be merited. That bechina is called a keser. Just like in the spheres, a keser is what begins the process of hashpah. It's the input into the hashpah. That is normally with a mekablim mitzad the hashpah. Whenever there's a bechina that it says with kosher a keser, that becomes a pshat. There's an increase in what the hashpah that can be is. In other words, we mamshich more. I want to bring as a parallel another place by Matan Torah. It says when they said Nasev Nishma, the malachim came and they were koishik sorim. It means that if it's a mahalach of Nishma v'naseh, so we're limited. In other words, if I tell my Rebbe, I came here to be mekabel things that I think make sense. I heard you're a wise person, and the things that I'll accept. So the person can gain a lot from such a Rebbe, such a mahalach. But he can't go beyond himself. If the havan of that Talmud is limited to X, and that becomes the screening process of what he accepts and what he doesn't accept, so he limits himself. That's that. If a person says Nasev Nishma, so the pshat is he's willing to be mekabel, he's willing to shtel tzu to things that he doesn't have a kli kibul for yet, then he could possibly hear something deeper. It's just like, let's say, imagine that somebody starting to learn Reb Chaim, Lamdas, whatever it is. If the person's, and the person's natural das is Lachma Baal Batish, people kind of, they're limited, they're very, very, very concrete minds, and everything is just kind of what it is. So if a person hears that and he says, it's Luftgeschäft, there's nothing, that person will never learn it, because where he's now, he doesn't have a clear kibbutz for it. He's not stelling himself to the thing. He's using his own clear kibbutz as a screening device, so he screened it out forever. A person that stells to that which is beyond him, so now he has a chetimtza to be mekabel more than was available before. I started out where the amount of Torah I could know is X. I could know from brachas to uchtzin on a certain darga. By stelling tzuta to something bigger than me, I can go way beyond that. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yoni everybody quotes about where he says that if a person is mekabel on himself to be mekabel the words of Zkenim, of Nevi'im, and so on, then he's an Isha Acher, and so on. So, I mean, people just look at it as, he simply means that it's a big mile to listen to Das Torah. It's much, much deeper than that. Rabbeinu Yonah means that if you don't suit to something bigger than yourself, then you've gained the capability of becoming greater than yourself. And b'meila, that's where you generate a possibility of becoming bigger than yourself. If you're saying, at first glance, I don't understand it, but since I've heard it, I'm going to shtaltzut it, I'm going to start thinking about it and getting into it and trying to understand it, then I have a capability of becoming bigger than myself and becoming a different person. If not, I'm stuck with who I am, a little better, a little worse, but I'm with that same mahal. That's the Kshiras Ksarim of the Nasiv Nishma. The Tfilos of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mahalach of all of the mitzvahs that we do are done b'teiras tzivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, this is what we have to do. So we do it. The only time, so we have Torah, be'etzem, let's put it this way, in the world of Torah and mitzvahs, we really don't need the Ribbono Shelom around. If the Ribbono Shelom had retired and left us the Torah and the mitzvahs and said, Kinderlach, this is what you have to keep, that's fine. There's be'etzem no zika. There's no chiddush of elikus in the Torah mitzvahs, except when I do it. They're inherent in the Torah mitzvahs, and I do them, so I'm mamshach myself some sort of ha'ar, and so on and so forth. But when a person is mispalel, that's the only, in Avodas Hashem, that's the place where he needs to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu now. He needs to have the Kadosh, not enough that Kadosh Baruch Hu was there yesterday. He needs, in the tefillah process, he has to be oimed lifnei Hashem. And b'meila, he's not being mamshich for what there is, but he's being spalled for more. In Torah and mitzvahs, the person is saying, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu has set down as being toiv, and if I stole soon, if I do, I will be very, very good. Mikoyach, what's there already? So all I'm doing is realizing whatever is there now, which is fine. But it doesn't create any newness. In tefillah, since each time it requires lifnei Hashem now, therefore the person needs to have a new mahalach. The person is being mamshich a new hashpah because the tzura of the mitzvah is the newness of the hashpah. So the pchina where there's a kesher, a kshiras kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochol is tefillos Anshei Yisrael dafke. And it's two things. It's Yisrael because they're called banim. The difference in the tafket of Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam, Umas HaOlam's tafkid is to do what's there. Their tafkid is Kiyum HaOlam. The Maral says when he speaks about mitzvahs essays and los essays in Tiferes, he says that the mitzvahs los essay are there to be mekayim what is, the mitzvahs essay are there to do more. The umas on the zayin mitzvahs are mostly los essaydik mitzvahs. Even the mashal like dinim is to keep away from gezel and chamas. It's the pshat is the tachlis of it is preservation of what there is. B'china says like Hashem Baruch Hu told the Mishnah took him around Gan Eden and he said ten daitcha shloit dekal kaseilami. So a person that does the minhag required of him, he stole su and he saw. In Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs that we have, the essays that we have, that almost don't really have essays, are something which are there to be mamshich nu ha'oros in the world. Umasoylam Amadalach of Shemesh, which is what's there, Klaisos is Chachos, V'chein Hala. Klal Yisrael, even in Tchunas HaNefesh, if you look at the difference, if you sort of try to find some Tchunas HaNefesh that are common to Klaisos of Umasoylam, Umasoylam tend to be very fixed at what is. Being innovative, inventive, entrepreneur, all of these things seem to be much more shaykh to Klal Yisrael than is to Umas HaOlam. The Umas HaOlam are shaykh to other Shemus, and B'meila, they're all shaykh to things that exist, and their mitzvah is to keep it, to make sure it exists in the Tzura. Chaviv Adam Etzim Etzom Lekim applies to Umas HaOlam also, because they are Etzom Lekim, that's the Mitzvah, that's how Hashem created them, and they are what they are. Klal Yisrael is a Shem Bonim, because Klal Yisrael is they can go a step further. They can kaviyachol increase the ashpa. So just like in the same vein that talmidim, a person, let's take it very simple up. A person has a certain genetic material that makes me with these tchunis X, Y, and Z. I can use those tchunis and realize them in the world. But each pulut that I do is memayit the other pulut. When I have children, I'm being marve people that have this tchuna itself, and b'meila I'm marve not hashpa, but what there is to be mashpia. So when Klal Yisrael turns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah, that peula of turning Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tefillah itself is a peula of it's a peula of being Deirish Hashem now. It's a pe'ula of being marchiv kaviyachol, the gevulas. When we ask, we believe that everything in the world is from Hashem. When we mispalel, we also believe that it's possible to be mamshich chidushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give even that which is not there if we ask for it. That's a banim de kebchina teshtaltzu. So that's the pshat that, and that's why it says a teres kainim bnei bonim. It's almost something that we can't even inherit. If I tell you some that somebody built a computer that's smarter than himself, that statement doesn't make any sense. It makes sense only because we use the word smarter in different contexts that doesn't belong. I can build a computer that works more quickly than me. I can build a computer that makes less mistakes than me, but I can't build a computer that's mechadish achidish that I can't be mechadish. He can shtel it to momar mekaymis. You know, he can take what I've done and go through more pratim with it. That I could do, but he can't be mechadish with that which I'm not shayach to. That is clear. A ben does have that nekuda. A ben of Nebonim can exceed the parents, and in that sense, the Ateres Kenim becomes the Nebonim. They become a gilui of how. how much greater there was that came from Sheres. So if somebody looks at a Vilna Goyen, he says to himself, no, the Vilna Goyen's father had a Vilna Goyen in him. The person becomes a keser to the Roish of where he came from, because in his mitzvahs, that's what he accomplishes. That's the b'china of Bonim being a keser, an atara to the predecessor. The Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is it's the beginning of the world. It's the Zman of Chiddush Olam. On the one hand, it's a day of being attacking what's wrong. It's part of that Mahalach, and that's Taka Emes, and so on. But we speak about being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak about V'yavaruch HaKadosh Kesem Melucha. The Pshat in Malchus is as follows. An Odin is a Metzias, dictated by the here and the now. I bought you as an Eved, so you're my Eved Mikoyach, that I'm the Kinyan that you make on an Eved has nothing to do with the Eved. The Kinyan on an Eved is that I make a chazak on him. I'm matbil him l'shem abdus. I put my hand on him. He does a melacha for me. I'm koivish. Kibush is a Kinyan. I am koivish to Eved. That's the mahalach of a Kinyan and Eved. Klal Yisrael, there are two mahalchim. Klape Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, what you're trying to accomplish. So there's one that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, accomplishes, and we carry it out. A melech, in the mashal we gave before, the contrast between a melech and an adoin. A melech. The malchus starts berutzen. If it's not berutzen, I can't become a melech bekoyach, because by definition it can't become bekoyach. It's malchus berutzen kiblu, like the Goyen says, malchus berutzen dafke. Malchus berutzen means that the people's hachno to the melech become a gilui on how big it is. Lemosel, if I know X amount of information, 100 Talmidim don't make me smarter than I am. I know all of Shas, so the Talmidim can hear Shas from me, but that's it. But mitzad, if a person comes and says, I want to be my Rebbe, so the Pshar is, he wants to be Mamshav Der Hashpah, and from there is Nizgala, that I'm a mashpia on that person, that my hashpah serves the person, the Teres Malchus. So in an odin, the Eved does nothing. When Chazal say, "Ein melech b'le'am, v'chiyesh melech b'le'am," that's very different. You could ask the same question, there's no odin without an Eved. That's true. But that's just mikoyach, the title of the word of the Metzias. But the Eved did not make the Odin the Odin. The Odin made himself the Odin, that he was kaif himself on the Eved. He was kaivish to Eved, and that's why he's his Eved. He was meshabed Eved, that's why he's his Eved. A melech, if 1,000 people come flocking to my malchus, that's a gilui. It becomes a ha'ara in the melech himself, which is something that is almost unthinkable when you think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. So the avoida of Yom Kippur is an avoida of stelling to the ma'isim that you're incumbent to do. That's very, very chashiv. The avoida of Rosh Hashanah is that in the Kabbalah of the herring, that in the Kabbalah of Oil Malchus Shemayim, there's a kesa melucha in my pe'ula of stelling to the malchus. I'm creating a greater pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mashpia. And v'yavoy rechoikim v'yitnach ha'kesem malucha, it's a tremendous deher in the avoida of even rechoikim. In other words, in what there is now, how much Ratz Hashem I turuf, so if I hold it around for 10 years, those 10 years are wasted. They're gone. There's no ticket for those 10 years. For 10 years, I didn't do mitzvahs. So that chelik wasn't done. But mitzad mikoyach, the being megala kadosh baruch hu's malchus, that becomes much greater when a rochik shtals tzu to the malchus. I accomplish something with my richuk that's not shayach for the person who is dafka karev. The gilu of where that a kadosh baruch hu's nekuda is even mashpia on rechoykim is the chizor gadlucha. So the avoda of Rosh Hashanah in Malchus, especially, it's an avoda that has no parallel to all year round. It's and that's why Shefer is a pechina of a tefillah. It's the only ma'aseh mitzvah that really is kind of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is a yiratzel of fun of we did Shefer, we ate matzah, we sat in the sukkah. We did things that we would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel satisfied with the job we did. But there's no pnia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Shefa is a type of reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not exactly Tfilah, but the Gemara says, Kim Hoyle is the current, Kalafnai Lafnim Dami. Being that it's the current, it's a pnia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Avodas Hayom Rosh Hashanah carries this special kinetic he talks about. In the day of Brias HaAdam, there's a Avchana G'dayla between Umas Olam and Klai Yisrael. Umas Olam HaKadosh B'Tzel Malakim, they can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but every Kuf HaDimyon is something which limits you. When I say this is as good as the other thing, by definition, the other thing is better. Even if they're the same, but the pshat is the other one is the prototype, and this is just a hemshich. So every kaf adimyon is megareya from the erech hadash which I'm taking. In banim, a ben is be'etzem kaviyochol a harchava of the sheirish. It's not another anaf. When you grow, when a tree grows more branches on the same shrashim, it's taking away from its kayach. When a tree adds more shrashim, it's giving itself the capability to bring out more branches without losing anything. That is the avoda of malchus, of malchius, of being machta kadosh baruch hu malchus and Rosh Hashanah. It's an avoda that goes to the heart. That's why im kibonim kavodim. We're madgish this chalkus of the two mahalchim because faket. It be'etzem we want a banim dika mahala because that's the matur of the day. If it's not shayach, then we have to go through abdus. But malchus be'etzem is the preface of the day. Any questions?
Well, it's good.
Okay, so I don't think we're going to be meeting till Emet Hashem Rosh till after Chodesh Cheshvan. Let me just get a sense. What day we're talking about, so that we can convey a calendar sort of.